With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Florida is preparing for what is now a Category 1 hurricane.
Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge, and up to 20 inches of rain. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
There's going to be a lot of trees that are going to fall down. You're going to have debris. You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pasch, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rains and flooding with more than 20 inches of rain expected over some parts of the southeastern U.S.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
Crews battling California's largest wildfire this year says they've been helped in part by cooler weather and increased humidity in the last couple of days. But Park Fire has destroyed nearly 600 structures thus far. Also at SRNnews.com, a top Jordanian official is heading to Iran as tensions rise in the Middle East.
The visit by Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, the first senior official visit in 20 years, comes as the U.S. and its Arab allies try to prevent a regional conflict. Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut recently. A day later, Hamas's top political leader was killed in an explosion in Tehran. Both attacks were widely blamed on Israel, which has acknowledged killing the Hezbollah commander. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas have vowed to avenge the killings. Jordan, which borders Israel to the east, would likely be in the path of any Iranian retaliatory strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
Anti-government protests in Bangladesh. The protesters are calling for the prime minister to resign, and he responded by accusing them of sabotage. The bloody street battles today have left 105 dead, including 14 police officers. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the University of California, Los Angeles, to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were a part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team that won gold at the Olympics cited a Bible verse after celebrating the victory. 16-year-old Hesley Rivera's Instagram post included a reference to Isaiah 40:31, which reads in part, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." After securing the spot, she posted Philippians 4:13 on her account. This is SRN News. A Michigan Supreme Court ruling could be beneficial to thousands of people. Here's John Scott.
That ruling could put thousands of dollars in the pockets of those who lost their homes in foreclosure sales. For years, counties kept any profit from the sale of homes that were foreclosed on or failing to pay taxes, even if the leftover cash far exceeded the amount owed. Michigan's top court said in 2020 that this is illegal and that governments can't keep such profits. And now the court said the ruling applies retroactively. The Michigan Municipal League says local governments will have to cut services or raise taxes to comply. John Scott reporting.
America's drug stores are testing smaller locations as more store closings loom. As those experiments play out, customers may see Walgreens or that are one-fourth the size of regular locations, or CVS drugstores with an entire primary clinic stuffed inside. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.